I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where I went with Rebelgo, you went with Goey Cora as your third base coach.
Yes, I think that really put me over the edge for having the better team.
I agree. Coming up, Mike DeFabo of The Athletic had a very interesting piece the other day, sitting down with Little Beanie Bishop, and they talked about changes on the Steelers' defense. I want to pick Mike's brain about that coming up next. By the way, I apologize for this. Ray Fittipaldo was brought to you by the Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team for over 90 years, lgkg.com. That's your Western Pennsylvania Injury Attorneys. 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, and Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Mostly sunny today with a high of Heath Miller again. All right, let's talk about FanDuel and everything going on with FanDuel right now. Man, Game 7 is happening soon. Baseball, but also soccer. And wait, hold on. Hold on here. Did the U.S. play Trinidad Tobago yet? Sean, do you know?
I don't know that they did.
Are you following soccer?
Absolutely not.
No? I had you
apparently
pegged.
U.S. won 5-0.
Okay, then it's too late to bet on that game. Am I right about that? Do you follow soccer? Are you into it at all? Will you watch the World Cup?
I broadcast a lot of soccer. It is certainly not my favorite sport.
Me neither. I
went to a Riverhounds game last year, though. That was
At night?
It was like an evening game where it was light for most of it.
Those seem fun. I want to get to one of those. Nothing says summer fun like adding excitement to the game while your friends are getting sunburned at the beach. Summer sports are calling your name. Baseball under the stadium lights. Golf on pristine fairways. Soccer matches with world-class goals and all the action-packed moments in between. We're going to spend all day following your favorite sports on your phone anyway. Might as well make it more thrilling with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge. Open the app today to see the daily promotions. New to FanDuel, new customers can bet just $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Open the FanDuel app today or visit FanDuel.com/Starkey to get started. 21 plus, present, Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Mike DeFabo of The Athletic will join us momentarily here. He had a very interesting piece where he talked to Beanie Bishop about what the Steelers are doing defensively this season. And Beanie said, well, we're doing some different things. That's where he started. So I want to ask Mike if he can get into that a little bit, plus his opinions on Aaron Rodgers and all such things. For instance, in Mike DeFabo's mailbag, how much of the offense will be Arthur Smith's? How much of it will be Rodgers? I think that's a great question. And I would like Mike to answer that for us. And I think, and you might remember, Mike is also the guy who broke last year the story of our friend and yours, George Pickens, being late to the Christmas Day game. You may remember that. So he is a savvy young news hound, Mike DeFabo. Is he on the line? Mike, are you there?
I'm here, Joe. How are you?
I've never been better. Long time no speak. How are you?
I'm great. I love the introduction. Inviting me on the show saying, Mike, you there?
The savvy young news hound. I thought you would enjoy that.
I appreciate the compliment, Joe.
Wait a second. I haven't taken all my antibiotics. I just had a sinus infection and there's a pill in my pocket. So do you think taking, listen to this, Mike. Do you think you have to take the absolute entire bottle of these things to be cured? Or do you think leaving it one short is safe, is okay?
You absolutely have to take all of your antibiotic prescription, because the problem with antibiotics is you're making the bacteria more resistant to antibiotics if you take some of it but don't finish your prescription. So as your physician, I would encourage you to finish your prescription.
Now I'm panicking and now I'm worried, Sean. But I do want to play golf today.
You could take it right now.
I will. All right, Mike. You had an interesting story, an interesting little piece on Beanie Bishop. I don't know. Maybe it was an answer in a mailbag. I'm not even sure. But he said that there's going to be some changes with the Steelers' defense this year. What did he tell you?
Yeah, well, Terrell Austin, the defensive coordinator, also hinted that there's going to be changes both personnel and schematic. And so this is a long discussion we can have here, Joe. I'll try to keep it as concise as possible. When it comes to personnel, they brought in Juan Thornhill. And so what that will allow them to do is lean more into some of their three safety stuff that they do. And so some of that is within nickel defense, having a big nickel with one of their safeties. Maybe it's Minkah Fitzpatrick, maybe it's Deshaun Elliott, maybe it's Juan Thornhill in the box with two deep safeties. And also within dime coverages, they'll be able to have three safeties. The other piece of this is they are adjusting some of their schematics. And I have to be careful to a degree what I say, because there's reporting rules. And once we get to training camp, you're allowed to talk about anything you see and we can go into more detail. But what they're talking about is, I guess, first of all, you have to look at what they did last year. They were primarily a single high safety team, and they played mostly cover three in man coverages, and they also did not blitz a lot. So what they're doing during minicamp and OTAs, they're working on some different coverages and also adding some more blitzes. And one of the coverages that they've looked into exploring more, and I don't know if they're going to lean fully into this or if this is just going to be another tool in their toolbox, is more quarters coverage. And not to get too like X's and O's heavy here, but the most simple way to explain that is you have four players deep capping verticals. And so there's a couple of advantages to this. One of the advantages is a lot of teams are playing from a too high shell with too high safeties to limit big plays. And especially quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes, quarterbacks like Joe Burrow, this has been a popular way to play them. The other part of this is when you're playing quarters, it's really malleable coverage where you're able to adjust to different offensive formations. And we heard so much last year about communication breakdowns. And when they're talking about communication breakdowns, what they're talking about is the right guys weren't on the correct guys right away. And especially when you're seeing unbalanced formations like three receivers to a side, or if you put a running back on that same side, that creates four eligible receivers to a side. That especially was a challenge for the Steelers. And you saw teams like the Chiefs in particular really take advantage of the Steelers in this way. So it's just something else that the Steelers have been working on. And until we see it like in the preseason, we won't know how much. But, you know, I think that this is it's interesting because it seemed like the defense was going to be stagnant. They brought back the same defensive coordinator. Obviously, we know Mike Tomlin's fingerprints are all over the defense. But with Gerald Alexander, new secondary coach in the fold, it does appear to me like they're starting to adjust and evolve this defense and change some of their schematics.
That was the most detailed and esoteric answer I could have dreamt of. That was incredible.
Well, the other part about quarters, if we're going to go deep into scheme, is it's very popular right now to defend spread offenses. That's really what it was born from. And there's also match concepts within that, which is a fancy way of saying it basically turns into man. So when you're in quarters, you know, it's easier to divvy up who's going to be taking what receiver. And the rules are kind of self-regulating. So when there are pre-snap motions and adjustments, guys should be on the same page more often. And again, like this was, we saw 9 practices. I don't know if this was just something they were working on or something that they're going to lean fully into, but there definitely is a trend across the league of playing for more two high safety shells.
Yeah.
And so maybe the Steelers are going to lean more into that, especially after they invested in Deshaun Elliott, especially with Juan Thornhill in the fold.
But doesn't Juan Thornhill have more calf injuries than Kevin Durant with the Warriors? I mean, that's all he did was watch games with calf injuries for the Browns.
Well, it was kind of funny. We talked to Juan Thornhill in the locker room, and he said that in Cleveland they called him Jog Thornhill. He was getting some heat on social
that's
media.
That's pretty good.
Because he like looked like he was jogging on a play, and he explained he was injured, he was, you know, tired. But I think he's a good player to have as your third safety because he's not going to be playing every situation, but he has been a starter in this league before. He has won a Super Bowl, and he has some versatility, and that versatility should allow them to put Minkah in some different spots. Like we've talked so much about Minkah and his lack of ball hawking production. Maybe that's, some of that comes back if they play him in a variety of different ways.
Mike DeFabo of The Athletic on the line. We'll call this Bechtold's Breakdown, if we will. It just happens to be a Steelers breakdown. Brought in Bechtold's not even here. He's shaving his mustache.
Apparently,
in
Geneva on the Lake is in Ohio, by the way.
In Ohio, so okay. 0-2. I thought New York or Pennsylvania. There's Genevas in all three states, I'll have you know. There is a Geneva on the Lake. Google Geneva on the Lake, Sean, and see how many states that comes up in. Bechtold's Breakdown brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And Mike is on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So if I'm done with my round of antibiotics, would it be harmful to take one a day later? Like, would that mess up my internal chemistry, Mike?
I feel like really you need to call CVS or your doctor. I think you might have made the wrong phone call with this. I would say just take it. I think you want to complete the antibiotic cycle. That is important. I know that much.
Okay. Thank you. What were your first impressions of Aaron Rodgers? It's an open-ended question.
Well, you know, I don't know how to answer that exactly. Like, one thing that stuck out to me, I'll start in a positive way, is it seems like his mentorship of Will Howard is very genuine. You know, obviously he didn't have the best experience with Brett Favre in this similar situation, but, you know, without doing it to for a show or anything like that, you could tell Aaron Rodgers is sitting there taking time with Will Howard. Specifically, the thing that I noticed was working with him on his dropback. And so I think that this will be a great benefit to a guy like Will Howard to get to learn from Aaron Rodgers. You know, Aaron Rodgers, I think, is a polarizing person, but everything I have heard about him from other reporters I've talked to is he is a good teammate, and, you know, guys seem to like him a lot. When it comes to what he brings to the Pittsburgh Steelers, I feel like anybody coming on your show or talking on a podcast or radio appearance and saying and making any kind of bold proclamations about how he looked during training or during OTAs and minicamp, I feel like they either have an agenda or they're making things up. Because truth be told, he did very, very little during the 3 minicamp practices that he was there. He basically just threw routes on air during team periods. He was listening to plays through his helmet and still trying to learn the offense. So, like, I'm not going to make any kind of big prediction about how he looks or have any big takeaway about what he looks like at 41 years old based on a couple of practices. I think we have to wait until training camp to see that.
He didn't seem to be very happy with his helmet. Is that going to be a story moving forward?
Well, it was for Antonio Brown. I guess the thing is he's worn the same helmet throughout his career, and now the issue is it hasn't passed concussion tests. And it's very similar. It might even be a similar helmet to what Antonio Brown wore before. I'm sure that they'll figure it out going forward, but I'm also sure that Aaron Rodgers will, you know, make a big deal about the fact that they're making him do it.
Mike DeFabo of The Athletic on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. Is it fair to say that number two receiver and slot corner are the only two position battles of note going into camp, or am I missing one?
No, it's a good point by you, Joe, because I was sitting there talking to a couple reporters at practice and said, like, look, there really aren't a lot of position battles on this team. And Zach Azani, the Steelers wide receiver coach, came out and he declared Calvin Austin wide receiver two. And so really the question there is, did he do this to end the conversation? Because last year we were asking all the same questions and we had all the same concerns about what would happen if the number one wide receiver was injured. And throughout the season, the Steelers tried to reassure us that we're going to be fine and we have plenty of options. But at the end of the season, George Pickens' injury absence coincided directly with the tailspin at the end of the year. And once George Pickens was injured, teams started game planning to take away the moon ball using a lot of those two deep coverages that I was talking about before to start our conversation. The offense dried up. So really you have to ask yourself, are the Steelers, not only do they have a number two wide receiver, but are they in any better of a position to handle an injury to their number one wide receiver? And so, you know, we're going to have to wait and see. But right now, Zach Azani, I think, realizing that last year they said it's going to be a by committee approach and that wasn't a sufficient answer for most people, this year he's come out and named Calvin Austin wide receiver two. And I do have some faith in Calvin. I think that he could take another step forward. But I also think it would be prudent for the Steelers to continue to evaluate some other options and maybe add somebody around cutdown day when someone else is available. And then that nickel competition, I mean, there's no shortage of candidates, whether you're talking about Beanie Bishop, whether you're talking about Dante Kent, the seventh-round pick the Steelers drafted this year, whether you're talking about Brandon Echols, or whether you're talking about schematically in big nickel, Juan Thornhill or Minkah Fitzpatrick or somebody else being in the nickel when they're in that package. But through OTAs and minicamp, it looks like Beanie Bishop has a clear lead on that. He knows well from last year that just because you start the year as a starter doesn't mean you end the year that way. So he has to work on some things to keep that job. But again, it looks like he is the clear-cut candidate right now to win that job, and that means that there's very few position battles going into Latrobe.
Mike DeFabo, thank you so much, sir. Let's do this more often.
That sounds great. Good luck with the antibiotics, Joe. Let me know how it goes.
Thank you, Mike. You're available 24 hours if I need any advice, yes?
Yeah, text me with any medical advice. I got you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's the great Mike DeFabo. He needs to be on more often, Sean. And whenever you're in, you should remind me of that.
We could probably call him every hour.
Actually call him. Yeah, he has a hotline, Mike's Medical Hotline. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Our first two finalists have been selected. Now it's time to see who's next up on the fan. You could be the next Malzie. Come on out to Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg, Thursday, June 26th from 7 to 9 p.m. to audition and see if you're the next host we hire on The Fan. You'll get 2 minutes to give your best, most entertaining take, and we'll pick two winners to go on to our final audition. Don't miss your chance on Thursday, June 26th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. For more information, including dates and locations, visit 937thefan.com. All right, we have a treat up next. Mike White of the Post-Gazette. A treat on two fronts here. He's very close to the McConnells, and he's going to talk to us about what's happening at the NBA Finals. I'm sure that he's probably talked to Tim McConnell, the dad, a couple different times. And also, we want Mike to help us with our Mount Rushmore of Western Pennsylvania basketball players all time. Four names. And what if TJ's great again in game seven? Is he going to get the MVP of the finals? Would he then deserve a spot on that list I just talked about? All kinds of things with Mike White coming up next. First, want to talk to you a little bit about FanDuel, because nothing says summer fun like adding excitement to the game while your friends are getting sunburned at the beach. Summer sports call on your name, baseball under the stadium lights, golf on pristine fairways, soccer matches with world-class goals, and all the action-packed moments in between. You were going to spend all day following your favorite sports on your phone anyway. Might as well make it more thrilling with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge. Open the app today to see the daily promotions. If you're new to FanDuel, new customers can bet just $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. So open the FanDuel app today or visit FanDuel.com/Starkey to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Starkey, 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online, real money wager only, $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Pomp and Joe, Pomp likely off golfing today. It's part of his deal. He gets to golf when he wants, and I'm happy for him. Aren't you, Sean?
He's a wonderful man. You know, I saw him.
He really is.
I saw him in Oakmont on Saturday, and I said, hey, I'm going to be producing some days this week, filling in for Limits. Am I going to see you? And he said, I'll be there Friday.
Yeah, that got changed to Thursday, probably because of a golf date.
He's light on his feet.
He is.
Always willing to adjust.
One of the biggest stories, probably one of the biggest two, other than one of the Pirates taking a jumping swing at a fan in Detroit, is TJ McConnell in the NBA Finals. Pony was just in here reading me the NBA Finals MVP odds. The only guys ahead of TJ on the Pacers are Siakam and Halliburton, and I'm not sure Halliburton should be. What if in game seven, let's just say Siakam is decent and TJ's the hero of the night. He could be the NBA Finals MVP. That's not crazy. Here to talk about that and various other things is our friend and yours, Mike White of the Post-Gazette. He's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mike, you and I text often during these games. I become raging sometimes in my text, and sometimes it's because TJ's not playing enough, like in Game 5. But you're as close to the McConnells as any reporter around. I mean, what a story, right?
Joe, you know, I've said to you this before, and I've said it other times. I think his story, he is one of the most successful athletes in the history of Pittsburgh sports in any sport. I mean, from Pittsburgh. I'm not talking Mario Lemieux, who's not from Pittsburgh. I'm talking a Pittsburgh athlete who went on and did things. Are you kidding me what he's doing? But he's doing just what he's always done as far as in the NBA and college. But a kid from suburban Pittsburgh, making it in the NBA as a point guard in not just one or two years. He's in his 10th year.
Yeah.
I think it's an amazing story, and it just keeps going and going, and their family story just keeps going and adds more chapters. And I think he's one of the most successful athletes in the history of Pittsburgh sports.
When's the last time you talked to his dad?
Yesterday, just with text. I'll tell you, I'm close to them. I'm close to TJ. I mean, not like I'm his best friend or a family member, but, you know, I told the story of you. I met Caitlin Clark this year and break the ice. I told her I was TJ McConnell's uncle, and she's lightened up and started talking to me. So I've known TJ, you know, Joe, it's an amazing story, I think, because of every level of his career. I mean, I coached him in AAU basketball with my son for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years when they were younger. I mean, he used to stay at my house and drink my milkshakes, you know, sometimes, and, you know, did so much with him, writing about him growing up. And Joe, the instincts that he has now, which are off the charts, I've never seen. He had them as a younger kid even. I still remember he was in fifth or sixth grade. We had an AAU tournament up in Erie, and he was so tiny back then.
Yeah.
I mean, really tiny. I mean, he was 5'5" as a freshman, stripping Terrell Pryor the ball at the Palumbo Center. And everybody would say, oh, that cute little kid. But anyway, I remember turning to my assistant, Bullsey Richier. I mean, we had a number of decent players that were around Western PA, and he kept on getting every rebound. And I turned to him, and like against a good – I said, how does he keep doing this of getting every rebound? He's the smallest kid on the court. The instincts are also there, always there, Joe. And there's always been an innocence about him, but a toughness also. An innocence of when he was a kid. I remember our first AAU tournament. Our last AAU tournament. It was our last game, and we still talk about this. He and I. It was our last game. It was a loser's bracket game, and he was coming down the court with about 4 minutes left, playing defense, and the other team was coming. The PA swoosh. They were coming the other way, and TJ turned to me on the court as he was running down on defense and said, Mr. White, do we get to keep these uniforms when we're done?
That's great.
Swear to God, it's a true story. But, you know, every level of his career, Joe, going back, he really went to another level as a senior in high school. He developed that mid-range jumper, which is tremendous. And he changed himself as a player. I mean, when he was in high school, he made 342 career three-pointers, second all-time in WPL history, only to Micah Mason. And then he didn't become a shooter anymore, became everything else, and a great point guard. And Joe, I know everybody's like, well, what are you doing now? But it's what he has done the last couple years.
I know, but Mike, this is the biggest stage in all of basketball.
I know. Joe, he's had triple-doubles in his career.
On this stage, Mike. This is incredible. He's going up against one of the great defensive teams in the history of the league, and they have no answer for him. None. He's shooting little shots over a 7'2 center.
Over Chetto, isn't it great how they get him and in these pick-and-roll situations on the side screens all the time? That's where he's really good. He can go baseline or the middle.
Yeah.
And they get Chet Holmgren on him, and he goes and shoots jumpers over a 7'2 guy. Or scores on him going to the basket.
But, you know, the stuff he does, he made himself a rarity, I think. And I am so glad. I'm finally, announcers, experts, people are saying, so tired of hearing all over the years he's been in the NBA. Oh, he just gets by in his grit, his toughness. He shows, gives him energy. He's just such a tough kid. Can somebody, they're finally saying it. You know what? He's pretty damn good. He's got talent. You know what, Joe? No matter who guards him, if you know, he gets around anybody. Starter, they put Lou Dort on him. They put Lou Dort on him last night. And he's always been that way. He gets around anybody. Does he slam and have great dunks? No. But you know what? Dang quick, fast, and instincts that are unmatched. And the instincts come. He plays a lot like his dad. His dad was never big enough, but he played at Waynesburg. But he had a pull-up jumper that's similar to TJ's. I swear to God. And Susie, his aunt, I played pickup with her when she was going to the Olympics. They have a little bit of the same tendencies also. So it's got that bloodlines in him, and it shows.
Well, I hope Carlisle plays him a lot in Game 7. I really do. I think he blew an opportunity in Game 5, or they might have been dropping, you know, confetti last night at Gainbridge. I just hope that instead of going by the clock, that he goes by what's happening on the court. Like, TJ didn't get tired. He played him the whole fourth quarter last night. What about the game before, Mike? It drives me nuts. So I just hope that he takes advantage of the fact that OKC cannot figure this guy out. They can't guard him. They don't know how to guard him.
Well, Joe, I will tell you this. You know, he will never, never say anything bad about a teammate or a coach.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But I know at times he's frustrated with his minutes and the substitution patterns. And I know I could see in his face in that game five. And it's what Carlisle has done all year. It's what he's done the last few years. He puts him in a certain point, takes him out at a certain point. Doesn't matter if he has 20 some points or whatever. You know, and Nembhard's kind of become their other guard, but you know, Joe, beginning of last year, Rick Carlisle called him into his office before the season and said, you know, I hate to do this, but you're probably not going to play that much. You're not going to be in the rotation. And early in the season, he was not in the rotation. He sat entire games, probably seven of them. Somebody got hurt. Now all of a sudden he comes in. Guess what? You can't keep him off the court. And it's been that way his entire career. And, Joe, the interesting thing, too, is not he, not his dad even, nobody predicted or thought that he could be doing when he was in high school. You know, when he was a Division I player, he was 5'5" as a sophomore when Ron Everhart saw something in him, offered him a scholarship.
Wow.
So he was 5'5". He was 5'5" as a freshman, offered him a scholarship. Everybody, oh, can he play at Duquesne? Senior year, scores 1,000 points his senior year. Takes it to the state championship game. Division I players can't guard him in the state championship game. Goes to Duquesne, rookie of the year. After that, sophomore year, and I'll tell this story, he's always kind of been, I have to prove I belong. Do I? He's had times in his career where he said, do I belong? And I'll tell you this story. When he was done his sophomore year at Duquesne, well, I'll tell it, what the heck. He was at the WPL championships, and, you know, we do have a pretty close relationship. And John Miller was there, Sean Miller's dad. And Duquesne had played Arizona that year. And he was asking me how TJ was doing. TJ was sitting in the stands on the other side watching WPL championships. And I said, I don't know. I knew that he might not want to stay at Duquesne. And his dad told me, I'll tell you what, you know, we'll take him right away is Sean. Mm. So I texted TJ. I said, hey, would you have any interest in playing in Arizona? And he said, do you think I could play there? Sean Miller from day one told me he will start and is the final piece of a Final Four team. They lost in the Elite Eight. But that he told me that he will come here and start from day one, and he did.
Wow. What a story, Mike.
Yes, it's true.
What a story. All right, that leads us to this. Mike White of the Post-Gazette. Andrew Filippone was talking about this yesterday, and I picked it up this morning, is the Mount Rushmore of Western Pennsylvania basketball players. Now, the qualification is, like, Pistol Pete can't be on here because he was born here, but he was only in Aliquippa from, I think, kindergarten through third grade.
You have to graduate from here.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you have to have played high school basketball here, for sure.
Right.
So the Mount Rushmore, in my not-so-humble opinion, Mike, having put, well, a little bit of research into it, there's three spots taken and one spot open. The spots taken are Maurice Lucas, Billy Knight, and I'm sorry, but Jack Twyman. I never saw him play. Ron Cook was the beat writer then, but he has to be on this team. He has to be. What he did in the NBA, everything else he did, he was one. Him and Wilt were the first two players ever to score 30 points in an NBA game. He averaged 25 points and 17 rebounds in his last year at Cincy. He was an All-American, and then he averaged 19 in the NBA. He has to be on there, I think. What's your Mount Rushmore, and do you agree that there's a spot open for, or maybe two spots open, you think, and then all the other names, DeJuan Blair, Van Leer, Gilliam, Durrett, Stokes, Henin, Grote, all of that. Your thoughts?
Well, I agree with you, Lucas and Billy Knight are definitely on there. But, Joe, I'm telling you right now, that I think to be on there, a lot of times your legacy is determined after what you do in high school, rightly or wrongly, okay? But I think to be on this, you got to do it in high school, college, and professionally. Now, I'm going to give you a guy that's on mine that didn't do it professionally only because he went to dental school instead, because back then money wasn't that great. I agree with you, Lucas and Billy Knight. I'm sorry, Joe. I think TJ might deserve to be on there now.
So do I.
I really
believe.
Do.
I think he's a candidate for the open spot. I do.
I mean, he scored 1,000 points a senior in high school. He was one of the best point guards in the country at Arizona, and he's played 10 years in the NBA. He's doing things in the NBA Finals. First guy to come off the bench, have 10 assists, five steals. I'm sorry, 10 points, 5 steals, 5 assists. Last night, what he did last night, again, first guy to do that off the bench. I think he's got to be on it. Now, you mentioned some guys. You know, there are some guys that people forget about. Danny Fortson, although he only played here 1 year, he was a great college player, great high school player, played in the NBA a long time, played on teams that stunk, though. I think you got to look at him, although he only played here 1 year, so I think that's all, that
whole, Armon Gilliam had a better career than him.
I agree with you, but Armon Gilliam did nothing in high school. He was a wrestler until his senior year and averaged like 10 points a game his senior year. Very good after that. People forget about how good Kenny Durrett was from Shenley, Joe.
Yes.
Second team All-American, ripped up his knee, was the number four pick still in the NBA draft. Number four overall. 3 years at LaSalle. He averaged 23-6-11-9. If he doesn't have that knee injury, he might belong on there.
Yes.
You mentioned Norm Van Leer. Simi Hill might have been better than him from Midland. Armon Gilliam. Here's another guy. Jack Marin from Farrell High School in the 50s and 60s. NBA All-Star. In the championships of the 71 finals, he averaged like 17 a game, got swept by Milwaukee and Lou Alcindor and Oscar Robertson. All-American at Duke. Yeah, you mentioned Dick Grope, but I'm going to give you mine. You might be surprised. I'm sorry.
Chris Muller. Chris Muller from North Catholic High School.
Well, he may deserve to be on there for what he hit, 9 3-3s in a row?
He did, yeah, in a pickup game at Penn State or so legend has it.
No, I'm going. They're the best shot doctors in the history of the University of Pittsburgh were Dr. Jonas Salk and Don Hennen.
Mm.
I'm putting Don Hennen on mine from the 1950s. Joe, here's what he did. Won a state championship, scored over 1,000 points his senior year, broke Wilt Chamberlain's Pennsylvania high school scoring record.
Jeez.
Nobody scored 1,000 points in 1 year until T.J. McConnell came along and beat his record of Don Hennen. He went on to Pitt, Joe, averaged 24 a game his career. In 1958, the All-American team, Oscar Robertson, Wilt Chamberlain, Elgin Baylor, Guy Rogers, Bob Boozer, and Don Hennen.
Holy ostrich milk.
Okay. Almost scored 2,000 points at Pitt without the three-point line. Scored 1,000 in high school without the three-point line. He is my fourth guy in a Mount Rushmore, and I don't want to hear is in the 50s. Yeah, players are different now. I'm talking what they did in their own time.
Yeah.
He didn't play professionally because he went to dental school instead, and he was a long time. No, I'm sorry, medical school. He became a doctor, my fault. Became a doctor, a long-time doctor. I'm putting the two best shot doctors in the history of Pittsburgh because polio with Jonas Salk and Don Tennant.
That was a Beano Cook line, wasn't it?
Yes, exactly.
So your Mount Rushmore of Western Pennsylvania basketball players is Maurice Lucas, Billy Knight, T.J. McConnell, and Don Hennen. Do I have that right?
Yes. And, hey, let's not forget about
DeJuan Blair.
Cam Johnson, too.
Johnson,
like 17, 18 a game in the NBA now.
Cam Johnson is absolutely an honorable. What about Twyman? Why are you against Twyman?
Because I like Hennen better.
Mm.
I agree with you. Jack Twyman, really good. No doubt. But I'm going Hennen. And
Jack,
you know what? People are going to say, does TJ belong on there? I'm sorry. I think of what he's doing now and what he did his whole career. I think he belongs on it.
Mike, let me just say this about Jack Twyman, because we're bringing up guys from the 50s. He had 59 points in an NBA game. He averaged 30 1 year in the NBA. He was in the top 10 MVP voting three different times, an 11th another time, and a six-time All-Star. Mike, he has to be there.
Man,
he has to be there.
Man, maybe you convinced me, but I'm...
I love me some Don Hennen, too, but he didn't play in the NBA. How can he be on this list?
Well, it's because he wanted to make more money being a doctor.
Well, that's not my problem. He's like Moonlight Graham from Field of Dreams.
He went to the All-American team with Elgin Baylor, Oscar Robertson, and Wilt.
I know. So if we're doing the greatest college players ever from here, he'd be on the list. But I just read you, Jack Twyman averaged 31 points a game and 10 rebounds in the NBA.
Not for his career.
No, but for 1 year. No. For his career, he was at 19.2 points per game.
Okay.
And like I said, him and Wilt were the first two guys ever to have 30 in a game.
Jack Marin averaged, I think, 17 a game for his career, Joe. made it to the NBA Finals, was an NBA All-Star.
Nobody looked at Jack, and I love Jack Maron, and no offense to anyone in his family, he played for Buffalo as well, and was noted for
a
gigantic birthmark on his shoulder, I might
exactly.
add.
Exactly, I can't believe you know that. Few people know that, remember that.
But nobody voted for Jack Maron 5 different times in the top 10 or 11 as an MVP, for God's sakes. Come on, Mike!
I'd have to think about it more, Joe.
All right. I appreciate the appearance. I hope they win. I mean, I'm rooting for them. I want Indiana to win. Don't you? You obviously do.
Yeah.
I'm actively rooting for them. I'm actively rooting against OKC. They annoy me with the constant fouling that doesn't get called. And I'm glad Indiana turned the tables last night. They were ripping at the ball the whole game under the theory of, hey, they can only call so many fouls. So why not do to them what they're doing to you and everybody else?
Well, they changed their defense. They didn't full court press like they have been for, and I think that was a good idea. So SGA wasn't able to go downhill as much with a full head of steam. I think it was a good idea. I think it's all going to come down to two things: how they shoot the Pacers. Joe, they're good. I watch every game of the Pacers, usually on DVR. I admit it. Watch every game because of TJ. Except the Cleveland Cavaliers games, which are blacked out in Pittsburgh, which I don't understand. But anyway.
You know what? We should pick it. You and I and Jason Bublis, my buddy, the coach from the Beaver boys team. How can they black them out? What?
Yeah.
How can Cleveland Cavaliers game? I pay for NBA Network and a Cavaliers game comes on and there's nothing on my screen because they include Cleveland as the local market in Pittsburgh. We should go demonstrate outside of their offices, us three.
Protest. Let's get a different protest, Joe, me and you.
I mean, it's ridiculous. But anyway, go ahead.
No, I watch, Indiana had the fourth best record in the NBA after January 1st. They started bad this year because Haliburton started bad. And Haliburton has had games all through the year where he doesn't do a whole lot. So I think the key is they have to shoot it well. They can't turn it over.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.